Tina, Fox News Radio.
And you're listening to Fox News Radio, Fair and Balanced.
I'm Chris Barnes, Fox News Radio, and we're spending a few moments with Donny Osmond.
How are you, Chris Barnes?
I'm good, Donny. You've been big in Britain lately, haven't you? You spent a lot of time there last year.
It's been absolutely crazy. Coming up in May, we're doing an Osmond reunion. It's the first time I've toured with my brothers and sister as a family in 27 years. And throughout Asia, nothing for the United States right now. I mean, we'll see. But Marie and I are getting back together. We're going to Vegas this summer, potentially an extended run there. And I got a movie coming out in a couple months, a college road trip with Martin Lawrence and Raven Simone. So I'm pretty busy right now.
That's great. And I understand you've got a game show on BBC Two.
You name it. I'm doing it.
I guess so.
And now I'm walking to make myself healthier and advocating everybody to log on to heart.org, and it's free.
You've been listening to A Few Moments With. For more, go to afewmomentswith.com. I'm Chris Barnes, and this is Fox News Radio.
Barack Obama in a Pennsylvania sports bar? America's election headquarters, the senator speaking with some servicemen and women during last night's NCAA games.
We made improvements in terms of hitting numbers?
I believe we have.
I know it's tough work, but as I said, I appreciate your service.
Hillary Clinton campaigning in Kentucky and Indiana today. Overhauling oversight, the Bush administration announcing some major changes Monday.
Among other things, the proposal would give the Fed more authority to investigate troublesome brokerage firms and hedge funds and commodity trading exchanges, not just the commercial banks the Fed now supervises. In some ways, however, this could actually mean less regulation.
Fox's James Rosen, the Transportation Security Administration, responding to outrage after an airport screener forced a woman to remove her nipple rings with pliers before she boarded a flight from Lubbock to Dallas last month. Gloria Allred, the woman's lawyer.
We are able to announce that they are going to change their policy. Let me tell you exactly what they're putting up on their TSA website. They're going to say that TSA has reviewed the procedures themselves and agrees that they need to be changed.
Allred also asking for an apology and an investigation. Who turned out the lights? People at famous places all over the world.
Landmarks will go dark, from the Golden Gate Bridge and Wrigley Field to the Sydney Opera House. It's part of Earth Hour, an international effort to raise awareness of climate change, set for Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern. It begins in New Zealand and rolls out across time zones. When it gets to Chicago, the magnificent mile will be candlelit. The Sears Tower, along with some 200 buildings and all, plan to go dark. Skeptics may question the value of turning off the lights for 1 hour, but sponsors say the idea is to get people talking and involved.
That's Bill Vitka, and I'm Jane Metzler, Fox News Radio.
Hello again, and welcome back to Natural Solutions Radio, where you can health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. Brought to you by Sign Chiropractic, Natural Solutions, etc., Sandia Hearing Aid Centers, and D Cereal. Here is your host, Dr. Eleazar Ben-Joseph.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio, the show where you health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. Each week I like to open our program and share some words of wisdom from two very great men. First, a quote from Thomas Edison: the doctor of the future will give no medicine, yet will interest his patients in the care of the human frame and diet and in the cause and prevention of disease. Next, a quote from Albert Einstein: great spirits have always encountered violent opposition from mediocre minds. So call in, participate in the show. It's your life we talk about, and your right to do so, to call in, by the way, at least right now anyway, and who knows. You can listen live on the web. There's a number of places now. www.naturalsolutionsradio. We've also just have to welcome BBS Radio has picked us up, and we are now streaming through BBS Radio, Talk Show, and Natural Solutions. So I want to say welcome to them. Our local telephone number here is 544-5876. 544-KTSM. Those are the call letters for News Talk 690 here in El Paso, Texas. Our 800 number is 1-800-706-0450. That's 1-800-706-0450. And you can get us, you can email us, you can go to our website. Lots and lots of material on our website. We have about 23,000 articles now on our website, at least 23, maybe 24,000, who knows. But there's all kinds. You can go to the front page. On that front page, you'll see there's a button just to the right, and it's a the brown orange kind of where it says Talk Shoe. That's where you listen to the radio live now. But just below that, you're going to see newest articles and radio archives, and you can go to that, and you'll get the 100 newest articles. So click on that, because there are some phenomenal articles. The first article up there that's today is on iodine supplementation. So I talked a lot about iodine in the last hour, and it was really quite important. Iodine is a limiting mineral for cancer. Anyway, let me go back and just again welcome everyone here at Natural Solutions Radio. Our telephone number is 544-5876, 544-KTSM, or 800-706-0450. And I want to say thank you to our sponsors, of course, Syme Chiropractic. He'll be on next week for Chiropractic Corner, and Natural Solutions, etc., the home of Bear Essentials of San Francisco over on North Mesa. D Serial Sandia Hearing Aids, and please get a free hearing test. You know, you old hippies just like me, we were listening to rock and roll music so much. Get your ears tested, and Sandia Hearing Aids are all over the country. It's an American company, so please use them. I want to remind everyone that last week I want to say thank you to Brett Johnson. We had a great show on Freedom Radio. He's got another radio show. It's at www.freedomradio.us. And if you want information on asset protection, we're coming up to that April 15th. If you want to lower your tax and asset protection, you can call this number, 1-888-385-3733. Also, Sherry Edwards, you know, she was on a number of weeks ago, and we did the voice profiling, and that is going to be the newest technique of healing. Let me tell you, it's combining the right frequencies and understanding high frequency medicine and energy medicine, and it's combining that with your own beingness from your voice. So they're taking an oscilloscope and recording your voice and then measuring the frequencies directly from your voice. So if you'd like to learn how to do that, they need trainers that know how to work with these voice profile computer programs. It's not expensive. If you'd like to be a trainer, please call Sherry Edwards, 740 area code 698-9119. So we've got some really good things going. Also, I want to say thank you. Last week we had a phenomenal turnout at the largest Harley-Davidson center in the world. You want to come see Harley-Davidson? The largest one in El Paso, Texas. Can you believe that? Sherman Barnett, Mark, his wife, Sherman's wife, everybody out there was so phenomenal. And we had a benefit for the Hands of Love and Hope. They feed the kids in Juarez, Mexico that work at a dump, sorting garbage at a dump. And we had a benefit out there, and Refried Ice Cream and all the other bands that were out there, I say thank you. The car clubs and everybody that donated money, clothes, and thank you, Mike Sargent from Westside Pizza. Best pizza in town, I think, because it's the only pizza I can eat without heartburn. So I want to say thank you on that. And what's happening here? I heard something go off. Anyway, let's see. We've got a full boat on the phone, so let's go right to the phones. Again, I want to mention before I go to the phones, lots of articles on our website. On that front page, like I said, that article on iodine and how to use iodine, also the article on silica and Fosamax, that's important information. Also on smoking and pregnancy, and the one article that I just can't believe that they spent so much money on was that if children eat healthier, their brain works better, okay? You know, talk about a malignant, dumb study. Anyway, let's go right to the phones and talk to line six, and that's Bill. You're on.
Good morning, Ellie. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How about yourself?
Just fine. I got a question for you about teas. I was reading a report about black tea having fluoride in it.
Yep.
Is that true?
Yes, it does.
Okay, is it enough fluoride? If I drink two or three glasses of black tea a day, is that enough to affect my health?
Not if you're keeping your thyroid healthy, meaning if people were, let's say you were eating a lot of soy products and drinking a lot of chlorinated water and showering in a chlorinated shower, and so you were doing all kinds of other things that affected your thyroid, then that fluoride in the teas would be another contributing factor. But if you're just having some good tea, especially if it's organic teas, don't buy Chinese teas, that's for sure. You know how they dry their tea? You're not going to believe this. They get some old, nasty 1965 Chevy pickup truck or Ford pickup truck, and, you know, that's blowing all that smoke out of the back, and they drive it over the tea so that all that exhaust smoke is what dries the their tea. So it's nasty. Don't drink that. No, I'm serious.
Now, green tea, from what I read, green tea has less fluoride.
Yes, and the white tea even has a little less.
Even has less. And and they said that if you take lemon with your black tea and drink it, you absorb aluminum faster.
Well, lemon is, put it this way, lemon is an acid, and any time you mix an acid with any kind of metal, it starts to break down that metal more. So that's one of the things when you see, as an example, when you cook a tomato sauce in a big cast iron skillet, that you get some of that iron goes into the tomatoes. So it's not a bad thing, but on something it can. Again, aluminum, if you're using iodine and silica and you're doing selenium and you're eating these good minerals, it's going to keep that other aluminum and fluoride out of your brain. So it's important to make sure you're getting enough iodine. Yeah, I'm going to say iodine should be given in milligrams and not in micrograms. I use anywhere from 6, 12, 30, 50, even have gone as high as 100 milligrams of iodine. And that one article on my website will really give you information about how to use iodine to get rid of the fluorides and these other kinds of chemicals in your body. So fluoride toothpaste, don't use that. But a little tea, especially if you're buying good organic tea, don't worry about it, because you're probably taking other, you know, take kelp, kelp tablets, and eat seaweed. Those are some of the healthiest chelators in the world.
Well, cilantro, L-arginine and L-lysine.
Those are going to help a lot. They're going to keep your arteries real healthy. But again,
okay,
I think iodine or taking it in the form of seaweeds is the healthiest foods you can eat. Make sure it's good seaweed, not contaminated.
And Celtic salt, too.
Yes,
right?
Celtic salt. All of those good things. And not drinking carbonated beverages, things like that.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Excellent questions, Bill. I really appreciate that. That was very good. Let's go to Tom. Okay.
Hello, Dr. Ellie.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good. Say, I have a very serious, they're all serious, but this is unusual. I have a friend out of state who's just been identified as suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease.
Oh.
She's a woman.
Ooh, that's rare.
60s.
That's rare.
And so,
are they sure that it's Lou Gehrig's?
Well, they said 90% at the Mayo.
Because first of all, on a 60-year-old woman, that's rare getting that. Usually happens on men much younger. So So, oh my gosh, what she wants to do is immediately start on a whole series of things. Make sure she's getting huge amounts of fish oil and grapeseed extracts, high amounts of CQ10. I'm going to say at least 500 milligrams a day.
And on the CQ10?
On CQ10, yeah. That's going to be, she's going to have high amounts of fish oil, DHA, EPA. Have her start on hyperbaric oxygen immediately. These are some of the things. Phosphatidylserine, phosphatidylcholine, ginkgo biloba, things that are antiviral. She could even consider doing the soda Dr. Bob Beck protocols. If she can afford it, there's special injections with ATP, pure ATP energy injections. Those are not expensive. So there's all kinds. Where does she live?
Tucson.
Tucson. There's,
is your naturalsolutions.com available there?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Would this be on that?
Yep, they could be listening over there. She could listen, go to the computer, go to BBS Radio, Station 1. There's all kinds of now where we're being picked up. So, but if she has a computer, she can listen to this, call
right.
in.
Uh-huh.
But it's serious, and she needs to do. Electrification of the blood is phenomenal to help. Magnets. I'd have her wear magnets around my neck to keep the velocity of the blood going high to the brain. I'd have her wear magnets in my shoes to keep the velocity coming back. So things like this, that's a whole program. Hyperbaric oxygen, far infrared energy. I would do far infrared to go after. We think Lou Gehrig's and all of these special diseases have to do with mycoplasma. Not micro, but myco, M-Y-C-O, like a mycoplasma fermentosa or a tubercular or something like that that are causing these. These have been weaponized bacteria. And so I just think, and have her stop eating high foods with estrogenic effect, you know, pesticides and herbicides and fungicides. All of that's going to give too much estrogen and cause a breakdown even more.
Okay, doctor.
Okay.
Honey, I'm going to call her and
Have her listen to this tape. No question about it. Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
It.
Thank you. Let's see. We've got line 3, Hector. Let's see if we can get you before the our break. Hector, go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was diagnosed with gallbladder inflammation.
Inflammation in the gallbladder?
And I bought some of your gallbladder formula. It just worked.
Yeah, the Nature Sunshine gallbladder formula,
mm-hmm.
Excellent formula. And you can also go in, anybody with a liver gallbladder issue, you want to do the liver gallstone flush. And it's free of charge. You can see it right on there. I have it printed, and you can just ask for it. And if you do it right, you'll poop out all of those stones, a good, 400, 500, 600 stones right out of your liver.
I see.
And
also, they discovered hiatal hernia, big hiatal hernia.
You're not drinking water properly is what's happening, and that has to be what's going on. You want to make sure you drink a good glass of water 30 minutes before each meal, another glass of water with the meal. And then you want to do apple cider vinegar in that. And if you do that, your hiatal hernia will probably not cause you any difficulty whatsoever.
This formula, gallbladder formula, will decrease the inflammation.
I would add bilberry or grapeseed extract. Those are both anti-inflammatories. So I would use that. And I would also have high lipase. There's digestive enzymes. I would have you take digestive enzymes, something like that.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okie doke. Excellent. And there's our, we'll be right back. This is Natural Solutions Radio. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
For D-Cereal, meet David Chrisman.
I was 5'9", weighed 204 pounds. I was having a lot of trouble with heartburn, or what they popularly known as acid reflux these days.
David's life changed when he changed his lifestyle.
And within 2 months, it got to where I wasn't experiencing any further heartburn, acid reflux type condition. I was eating D cereal every morning and sometimes even in the evening. Not only that, I dropped 24 pounds inside of 3 months. I feel lighter, I feel more active at my age, which I'm 62. Find myself very competitive in a lot of different sports.
Make that lifestyle change. You can start today. To purchase D-Cereal, call 866-537-1290. That's 866-537-1290. Or go online to D's, spelled D-E-E-S, cereal.com.
Now let's return to Natural Solutions Radio with your host, Dr. Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio, the show where you health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. And again, I want to welcome everybody that's listening online and not on the radio, but listening online. I want to appreciate you guys tuning in. And again, if you have questions, I know that TalkShoe and BBS Radio, they both have ways where you can either get questions to us, so we'll be glad to. Otherwise, you can always email at radio@naturalsolutionsradio.com. So that's we'll know that that came from one of our listeners. Let's go right to the phone, and I see my wife, Sandy Ben-Joseph, is on the line. Sandy?
Yes, I was just grabbing a phone number here because I do want John's Upper Valley Moving to get some more kudos from last week doing the M word for us, and that's move, and they were phenomenal, his whole group. His number for John's Upper Valley Moving is 373-9202, and what a polite group of guys. And we've moved a few times since we've been here from California, about 25 years, so I hope this is the last, but anyway, to have a group and nothing got broken and they were polite and they worked 11 hours straight without stopping. So, it was really, if you're going to say that it was a positive experience, yes, it was, because a lot of the stress was out of, you know, oh, don't be careful, you know, that whole attitude. So John's Upper Valley Moving, 373-9202. And I want to thank them again for the great job that they did for us. And then also ChemDry on the west side, Mr. Michel, a French name. Also, he couldn't believe we had dogs who lived in the house because our carpeting looked so good. So that's a nice thing. And then Mary Maids that came and did all the other prep and cleaning work and everything. So I just wanted to thank, anytime we get good teams out working for us, I think they deserve a little plug to, you know, say that they should have our endorsement for the job they did for us.
Absolutely, and they were great.
Know? Yes, and we have just so many things going on at the store. All the things you're talking about, come in, check it out, talk to us. Let's see if it's the right thing for you to be taking. I mean, just because you're saying it's great for people you're talking to on the radio, you know, people want to come in and buy everything that you say. It may not be for them. And they just look at me like I'm crazy, but it's the absolute truth. You know, it's just like you read it in the Inquirer, you see it on the Internet, you get a flyer in the mail, well, that's got to be for me, because everything they listed on there is like, sounds like something that I could have. So, you know, it's like study. Learn about your own health and learn about eating healthy, just like you've been saying. It's been a great show for that type of information. So my hat's off to you, definitely. And then we have the water filters and we have the colloidal silver. Definitely, we just stay very well stocked because of the windy season. And, of course, the only Bare Essentials boutique in town. And, boy, have I seen some crazy ads around town about people who have a few things in and totally misadvertise. And I'm so sorry about that, but you'll know if you come to the only full-line Bare Essentials boutique in town. That would be at 7040 North Mesa. We're the only ones that have a Bare Essentials sign in front of our store because we're the only ones that are allowed to. And we're right next to Lacey and Company and by Albertsons. And we have all the new things, all the lip plumpers for the spring, the color, the spring colors and kits and makeup artists and, you know, come in free to try it and just, you know, take a Saturday. It's a beautiful day. And just if you're going to spend a little time doing any shopping, come in and see all the new things we have going on, including these cereals.
There you go.
There we go.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And there's my wife, Sandy Ben-Joseph, who owns Natural Solutions. And by the way, for all of you online that are listening, any of these products we talk about, if you have trouble finding them, even some of the Bare Essentials, you know, the Bare Essentials products, if you have trouble and you've been using Bare Essentials and know your colors, as an example, you can always call and get it. So any of the people online listening will help you get any of these products that we're looking for. And it's really important. Let's see, there's a line open for you at 544-5876, 544-KTSM, and 1-800-706-0450. That's 1-800-706-0450 from anywhere that's in the continental United States. Listen, I want, before I go back to the phones, a couple of issues going on. One is, let me tell you, this is like outrageous. This is from the International Journal of Gynecological Cancer. Okay? Here it is. And this is that the drug tamoxifen that binds to your estrogen receptors, they thought that it could prevent excess estrogen binding. Well, help, it's now finding that tamoxifen has been found to cause cancer instead. So let me read this. Shocking revelation. The cancer drug causes cancer. Hello, we've been saying that. So tamoxifen is a drug that binds to your estrogen receptors. Therefore, it was thought that it could prevent excess estrogen binding, hence halting cancer from forming. It is generally prescribed to high-risk women to prevent breast cancer and is usually taken for 5 years. However, tamoxifen has been found to cause cancer instead, according to a study published in the International Journal of Gynecological Cancer, and the treatment of breast cancer with tamoxifen results in an increased risks of uterine cancer incidence and mortality. So, yeah, take it and you'll get uterine cancer. And basically, that was just one of the studies in a growing line of studies published raising serious concerns about the increased risk of uterine cancer for women who take tamoxifen as a breast cancer. So anyway, don't take it, ladies. That was number one. How about number two? Cancer drugs, all hype, very little substance. Oh, my gosh. How about, are you ready for this? Prices for new cancer therapies have skyrocketed. Cancer drug costs rose nearly 16%, while other prescription drugs only averaged a 3%. Now, listen to some of these drugs. And you have to ask the question, are they worth it? The fact is that these expensive medications may give a patient, what, a month or so? Here's this. Look at this. Avastin, A-V-A-S-T-I-N. Avastin is used to treat colon cancer, and it's $50,000 per year for the patient for one drug. It was once approved to treat breast cancer and lung cancer, and the new price tag has just doubled in price. It is now $100,000 per year. And it does not extend your life more than 1 or 2 months, according to studies. Erbutex, or E-R-B-I-T-U-X, $10,000 per month, even though there's not a single study showing that it helps colon cancer in any way live longer. But it's $10,000 a month. Evesta, that's Eli Lilly, Lilly's drug, $10,000 women taking it, and to prevent breast cancer, the true cost, oh my gosh, it's $10,000 a month. Here, Gleevec for leukemia. Here's I can't pronounce this one, Arbexan, $4,200 per dose. So this is your cancer drugs, and they're just ripping you off. Instead of using as simple as ozone therapy, which was used back before 1910, and then Rockefeller stopped the use of that, we don't use any of these things. You're not hearing your doctor say, take CQ10 and transfer factor and all these other things. So anyway, let's go back to the phones. There is a line open for you at 544-5876, 544-KTSM, 1-800-706 0450. So this is Mary. Mary, is that you? Hello, Mary.
Hello.
Hello. You're on. Hi,
Hi.
Mary. Heidi.
I have a couple of questions.
I have a couple of answers.
Oh, good. Thank you. And good morning to you.
Good morning. Where are you calling from?
From Massachusetts.
Okay.
I have a question. I know in the past I've heard you mentioning that losing too much weight is really too quickly. Is really bad on the brain and the bones and the organs. Am I correct?
That's correct. It's not good.
It's not good.
Yeah.
What's a good amount to lose?
Well, it depends how much.
How quick?
It depends how much effort. But I think even someone exercising very well, I think between. I'm going to say about 2 pounds a week is really, I don't like to see much more than that. I mean, 2 to 3 maximum. If you're working out pretty heavy, a good 2 pounds, if you're losing 2 pounds a week, then that weight does not come back on very quickly. If you're losing 5 pounds overnight, that's water, and it comes back the next day. So a good 2 pounds a week. I think if someone's exercising real heavy, maybe sometimes you see maybe a little more, 3 pounds. But okay. Some of these diets where you see 10 pounds in 11 days, I have to question how that is. It takes 3,500 calories to burn 1 pound of fat, 3,500 calories. So let me ask you, if you were running as fast as you could for 60 minutes, how much calories do you think you'd burn?
I don't know.
About 350.
Wow.
For an hour of running as fast as you can. Now, some people, you know, they might burn 400 or 500. A professional athlete probably can burn even higher than that. But a general person, you're talking 400 or 500 calories.
Okay.
Not very much.
Other than exercising and cutting down on food, any other suggestions to speed it up, or you just have to play the slow game?
Coconut oil. Coconut oil with cinnamon. Coconut oil is a medium chain triglyceride, so it produces energy. It doesn't produce fat. So one, I would start cooking anytime you cook with coconut oil instead of other kinds of oils. Then if you can, I would buy a jar of coconut oil, melt it in hot water, okay, not in the microwave, but in hot water, and then I would add 2 heaping tablespoons of cinnamon, non-irradiated cinnamon, and you put that into the water, and into the coconut oil, then kind of put it in cold water while you're stirring it, and it'll get kind of hard again. Coconut oil melts above 77 degrees, and 77 degrees or lower, and it will harden. So you want it just hard enough so that the cinnamon does not sink to the bottom. And what you do is every 2 hours, take a teaspoon of that, put it in your mouth, and just, first of all, it tastes wonderful. It's the only oil in the world you can do that with. You put any other oil in your mouth, you're going to go, bleh, bleh, and you're going to, you know, I don't care what it is, but that's what it'll be. Where coconut oil with that cinnamon, good coconut oil, is yummy. What will come to your mind is fluffy. And it tastes really good. And that you will lose weight that way. Now, the other way to lose weight that makes it really easy is if you drink water the way I say all the time on the radio. I talk about a large glass of water 30 to 40 minutes before the meal, 45 minutes to 30 minutes before the meal. Okay. Then another glass of water with the meal that is room temperature or warm, and you put into that glass of water a tablespoon or 2, if you can stand the taste, of Bragg's apple cider vinegar. I use Bragg because it's raw. I like the flavor of that the best. And that was from Paul Bragg, one of the first holistic health gurus in the country. And then a quarter teaspoon of the cinnamon. And it stirs, and you drink that, you take your vitamins with that, and then drink that water with the meal, and then 2 hours after the meal, another glass of plain water. So 3 glasses of water with each meal, and then that middle glass that you take with the meal is either room temp or warm with 1 or 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar. And let me tell you, that apple cider vinegar will also regulate insulin. There was a... from the journal Clinical Nutrition and Obesity, a major study that was done by Dr. Carol Johnston, PhD, and she found that taking 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar mixed with water and a non-caloric sweetener like stevia, okay, reduced insulin response and reduced glucose before carbohydrate meals. So there's all kinds of studies done on apple cider vinegar and cinnamon. So I think that would really make a difference.
And you say you can drink that with your vitamins.
Oh, yeah, that's what you take your vitamins, then eat your meal. I always tell people, take your vitamins right before you eat.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then you drink, and then you're sitting down and eat. Or you take a little of your vitamins, eat, take a little, eat, so that it's with the food, okay? You want to mix it with your food.
Okay.
And then if you watch, again, watch the carbohydrates, no simple carbohydrates, and you're going to lose weight. What kind of exercise do you do?
Well, it's...
Walking?
Basically walking.
And a bicycle? And a stationary bike. Okay. So, and you're probably doing what, a half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour at a time?
40 minutes.
Okay. You're not going to lose weight that way. Let me tell you how to do it. Stop exercising 40 minutes like that. It's terrible. It causes inflammation and heart disease. Anybody tell you, all these people doing jogging for an hour and running for an hour and marathon runners, they drop dead like flies because it's so unhealthy to do that. We are not designed to be long-distance runners. We can do that, but we're not designed for it. So here's what you're going to do. If you can do 20 minutes twice a day, you will drop the weight off, and it will be comfortable, and you will get much more reconditioned. So here's what you do. Whether you're walking or on the bicycle, the first 3 minutes are warm-up, okay? You're just warming up, going faster, 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 correct?
Okay,
then after that, you do 30 seconds as fast as you can, and that's a walk. That doesn't mean turn into a run unless you're running. Then you do 30 seconds, you'll run as fast as you can, then immediately, or walking, and then a minute and a half, very slow recovery. So if you're on the bicycle, you're doing 30 seconds as fast as you can and a minute and a half, very slow recovery. Then 30 seconds as fast as you can, a minute and a half, slow recovery. And you do this for 16 minutes, 17 more minutes. So the total exercise is 20 minutes. You do that twice a day, you will drop the weight off so much more and you will get healthy and you won't cause all that inflammation.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And call me in a week and tell me how well you're doing. 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Okay?
I'll do that.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much. That was excellent.
Do you have time for another question?
Sure. Oh, well, can you hold on through our break?
Okay.
This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. Be right back after these commercial breaks.
Imagine if there were one supplement that can improve your vision, relieve joint pain, give your skin a more youthful look, and even thicken your hair. Well, there is, and Natural Solutions Etc. has it. Hyaluronic acid, also known as HA, is a naturally occurring substance that we lose as we age. By holding moisture in your tissue, HA gives your body its own fountain of youth. Feel better and look younger with the miracle of HA. For more information, call Natural Solutions Etc. at 833-0222. That's 833-0222.
Does this sound familiar?
Most people don't know what to do after a bone-jarring accident. Sometimes you don't experience pain until months later. At Syme Chiropractic, they can file your insurance claims and give gentle, affordable care. Syme Chiropractic also specializes in work and sport injuries, low back pain, headaches, sciatica, and shoulder pain. Don't waste time wondering. If you've been injured, find out at Syme Chiropractic. New patients can be seen the same day, so call Syme Chiropractic today at 581-5745 or stop by their clinic at 255 Shadow Mountain. Call them, 581-5745.
Want to feel better? Then you're at the right place. Natural Solutions Radio. Here again is Dr. Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio, the show where you health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. I am talking with Mary, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you had another question. We went over some things on weight loss, so if you do that, boy, let me tell you, anybody listening out there, exercise the way I'm telling you, and your weight is going to just drop off. Stop doing these long-distance running and marathon runs. Jim Fix died, dropped dead running. Okay, remember that? He was the father of aerobic running. So anyway, what was your next question, Mary?
Okay, I know there's three different omegas, the three, sixes, and nines,
mm-hmm.
and I know you're supposed to have a balance of them, but I don't know which is which, other than the omega-3 fish oil, so if you could kind of break that down.
Yeah, there's three, six, and nines omega fatty acids. Most people in the United States are eating what's called omega-6 derivatives, not just omega-6, but omega-6 derivatives. Most of their oil, they're getting about a 60-to-1 ratio of omega-6 to omega-3, or and very little omega-9, which comes from olive oil. So they're getting these ratios of omega-6 derivative oils, corn oil and Wesson oil and mazola oil and safflower oil and cottonseed oil. Don't eat these oils. They're nasty. And it's all inflammatory. That's what happens. And then they cook these oils that break down in the heat. And again, it breaks because it breaks down and causes these omega-6 derivatives. And they're very inflammatory. All of those are highly inflammatory. As an example, when you eat a regular egg from the Village Inn or Denny's or anywhere, IHOP, or you buy a regular egg in the supermarket, I don't care what supermarket, it's going to be anywhere from 30 to 60 to 1 of omega-6 to omega-3. That's why I tell people only get omega-3 eggs, because you want the ratio of total intake of about 2 to 1 or 1 to 1 omega-6 to omega-3. Omega-9, you're not getting that much anyway here in this country, so you can add that omega-9 in there. And again, I have no problem if it was a 2-to-1 or 2 omega-6s and 1-1 omega-3s and omega-9s. So omega-6, the way you get good omega-6 is by eating raw pumpkin seeds and raw sunflower seeds and raw hazelnuts and walnuts and pecans, just not peanuts and not cashews.
Oh, not peanuts and not cashews.
Yeah.
Okay.
The all of those good walnut pieces, pecan pieces, all of these things that are really quite good, and pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds. So those are your good omega-3s, 6s, walnuts or omega-3s. You want natural olives. Buy the natural olives from the health food store. Buy the sesame tahini is also very good. Your nut butters, raw, but not peanuts and cashew butter. Those are going to be very good. Avocados is another one that's exceptionally healthy.
In which one's the avocado in?
The avocado is going to be omega-3 and omega-6.
Okay, so then the sunflower, pumpkin, hazel, walnut.
Sunflower they're going to be combinations. The sunflower, pumpkin have a little more omega-6. The walnuts have omega-3. Filbert's nuts and hazelnuts, omega-3. Almonds, omega-3. So you're going to get omega-3 and 6, but that ratio changes a little. So all of those are good to eat if they're raw.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it.
Thank you.
Okay, so anyway, most of those seeds and nuts, well, anyway, they're on the omega-3s. The omega-9 is the olive oil.
Right, and olives.
And olives.
Yeah.
Okay, and I understand some people just take a teaspoon or tablespoon of olive oil.
Yes, they can. I think it's better mixed with a little bit of acid, like lemon juice, because or apple cider vinegar, because then it breaks down the fat. Where just taking a teaspoon doesn't do as good. Coconut oil is another kind of fatty acid. It's a medium chain triglyceride. I love that stuff, and it's really really quite good.
Is that a nine?
Mm-hmm. That's it's breaks down to different kinds of acids, lauric acid, and it's really quite healthy. So it's a little different than your omega 3s and 6s, and it's a medium chain, not a long chain. So that's why it produces so much energy. Okay? Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
Okie doke. Let's go to Lily. Lily, you're on.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, my question is, I was diagnosed with a benign positional vertigo about 5 weeks ago.
Oh, that's not good. Every time you stand up, you're going to get dizzy.
Yes, when I lean forward and when I look up and then when I try to sleep on my left side, I get that vertigo. And lately when I turn my head to the right or the left, I kind of feel pressure in the head.
Yeah. So there's a good a combination that really helps the ears. It's a ginkgo gotocola combination with bocaba. I use Nature Sunshine's formula. You'll hear a lot of these formulas. They're all going to be similar. They're going to ginkgo biloba and gotocola and then bocaba. And they're added. They are going to increase the blood supply to the ears. It's used for positional vertigo. And it's also used for brain dysfunction of any kind. But the positional vertigo is more of a muscle. It's the inner ear. Now, you can also train your ear to not do that. It's a learned thing. So imagine if you were bending over with your knee, your elbows on your knees. So you're just kind of bent over a little and you'd spin your head fat, you know, back and forth. You know, that would get you dizzy.
Right.
Well, if you did that in a place where that if you fell down, you wouldn't hurt yourself on a nice carpet or something, you're actually training that. I used to do that after my shower, you know, to get, you know how like dogs do that to get that water off?
Yes.
So I would do that to get the water out of my hair, but now I'm bald, so it doesn't matter. But you can train your inner ear. It's a muscle, and it does that. There's a fluid in there, and you train your ear to handle that. So you spin around and you make yourself dizzy, but you do it in a controlled way, and you get used to it. The other thing is the ginkgo biloba and gotocola will help that. Now, you can, if there's a little infection or some dysfunction, blue vervain is a very good herb. You can get it as a liquid, an extract, and you would put 2 or 3 drops in your ear at night. And put a piece of cotton, and then in the other ear, a piece of cotton. And then what you would do in the morning, you would rinse that, or you would clean it with a couple of drops of hydrogen peroxide.
Okay.
And you would clean your ears, that stuff out. And that will also help. We do that for seizures and all kinds of things with the inner ear. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So that'll help. All right.
What was the name? Ginkgo biloba?
Ginkgo biloba and gotocola. Nature Sunshine makes it. If you have problems, you can always get it from our store, Natural Solutions, etc. The telephone number is 915-833-0222, and you can always, we mail stuff all over the country. But any place that sells Nature Sunshine, that's, I think, one of the better formulas.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, great.
Thank you very much. And let's go to Diane. Diane, you are on.
Hi, doctor.
Yes.
I'm wondering what could possibly be behind a non-functioning gallbladder. Would it necessarily be pathology?
Well, a gallbladder is just a storage container. So what do they mean by non-functioning? It's not emptying? It's not...
Right, it's not emptying.
Okay, so what happens is that there's a section of the liver up there and the gallbladder, and they squeeze. And it squeezed the bile into your intestines, and it, you know, just after it empties from the stomach. And what that does is help to emulsify fats. So one of the things that you might do is a gallstone flush, and I have that whole recipe free of charge. It's a combination of Hilda Clark's and Dr. Randolph Stone's gallstone flush, and I've never seen it not work to get rid of gallstones. So you can call my off the store, and they'll get it, or go that by the store and pick one up free. And it's the liver gallstone flush. I have it on my website also as one of the recipes. So that will do it. Now, some of the things, lipase and magnesium, there's all kinds of eating the right diet, the right kinds of fats. Lipase is a enzyme that helps to break down fats. Doing anything good, milk thistle and blessed thistle would be very good. Alpha lipoic acid is good. All of those are very good for the liver and gallbladder. But it's mainly stop eating these derivative 6 oils, which I talked about just on the last caller, because they're inflammatory. And all of these things are producing inflammation. And let me tell you, inflammation has been linked to so many the beginnings. You know, inflammation is the start of your asthma and Alzheimer's and arthritis and arterial sclerosis and cancer and heart disease, and everything is the beginnings of that is inflammation, from autoimmune diseases and lupus and kidney and almost everything. It starts with inflammation, so you want to lower that. And there's so many things. Now, the other thing that I would recommend for the gallbladder externally would be a far infrared pad or something like that. A far infrared pad can really rehabilitate tissue throughout the entire body, or a far infrared sauna. You can just sit in the sauna, and it would be very, very good.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope that helps. Okie doke. And let's go to line one. Who is that on line one? I don't have a name written here. Is that Donna?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent.
Good, 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 good. I had a voice print done.
Oh, yes.
And she told me that it sounded like I needed some type of a real long word starting with an E. Acids, E something. I think it goes hand in hand with a D.
Oh, is it EPA? Eco. They're hard to pronounce.
Yes.
EPA and DHA.
Right, right, right.
Eicosapenta enoic acid, I think that is.
Yes,
or
I think it is.
Yeah. They're hard to say.
Yeah.
And so, but yes, that is one of the fish oil derivatives.
Okay.
And it helps neurotransmitters in the brain, and it has to do with memory and depression and hormones and, oh, just so many things. So that's where the fish oil comes in, or the cod liver oil, or that.
Okay. I've been taking cod liver oil, but then I went out and got the omega-3.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. Am I on the right track, or what do I?
Yeah, do? Yeah. The omega-3
okay.
is the exact thing that you want to take. Yeah, that works very, very well. And
okay.
I think in any of the anti-inflammatories are good too.
Okay.
Bilberry and black currant and flax oil and coconut oil and grapeseed extract and grapeseed oil. Those are all really good.
Okay, super. And then one more question, real quick.
Yes.
I've had a sore throat off and on for a month, and I'm just blaming it on allergies, and I'm trying to control it with allergies. So do I take an antibiotic now, or what? Is it too late? Should I go to the doctor? Or?
Well, an antibiotic probably is only going to work if it's bacterial, and they give antibiotics just, you know, like throwing it out with candy.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things you can get is a zinc lozenge, about 5 milligrams of zinc in the lozenge.
Okay.
And they're everywhere. Nature Sunshine makes one taste like cherry.
Okay.
I like that. And that's been shown in study after study to help with throat infections. The other thing would be gargling. You know, when you drink that little bit of apple cider vinegar,
yes.
be gargle with it first and then swallow it.
Okay.
And that's going to help the. Then there's another one that's really strong, and that is a propolis. You can get an extract of propolis as long as you're not allergic to bees. If
right.
you're allergic to bees, don't take it because
okay.
it's made from bees.
Okay.
But propolis will coat the throat and stop any known infection.
Okay, good deal.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Okie doke.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You. And let's go to, what is it, line 6? Let me see. Line 6. Paul, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, I got results back from Sherry Edwards' voice profile.
Oh, cool.
One of the things, lacking in calcium, since you told me not to drink any more...
regular milk.
Cow pus.
Yes, cow pus. Can I
get calcium from coconut milk?
Well, you don't get as much from coconut milk. Yogurt would be something, but I would use what makes the body really utilize calcium very well is silica, bamboo silica. And then I use coral calcium with vitamin D. I really like that. There's also, I like the algaes. You know, that's another way. I like the algaes. And you can get that. Oh, my gosh, what time? We're out of here in less than a minute. Oh, my gosh, I can't get it all in, Paul. But get that coral calcium silica. That'll do it. And when we're out of here, I'm sorry I got to cut you off, Paul.
All right.
Okay. And Anita, I'm sorry I didn't get your call, but we will be back next week with another show. This is Natural Solutions Radio with your host, Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we will be back next week, and I thank you all for joining us.
Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned here on the Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for healing are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic drug medicine. Join us again next week for the Natural Solutions Radio Show.
Do people around you mumble and don't speak clearly? Have a problem hearing on the telephone? Do you get accused of hearing only what you want to hear? Chances are you have a hearing loss. Something can't be done. Call Sandia Hearing Aid Center of El Paso at 774-9987 and Las Cruces at 505-523-0267 for a free hearing test. Make your life full again. Call Sandia Hearing Aid Center, sponsor of Natural Solutions Radio, Saturday morning program with Dr. Eliezer Ben-Joseph on News Talk 690 KTSM.
Join us next Saturday morning from 8 to 10 for Natural Solutions Radio with Dr. Eliezer Ben-Joseph. Today's program brought to you by Sime Chiropractic, Sandia Hearing Aids, El Paso, Las Cruces, D-Cereal, and Natural Solutions, etc. Today's program originated live in the studios of News Talk 690, KTSM AM El Paso. Listen every day to the newsmakers and make up your own mind. Vote El Paso. Hear history being made daily on News Talk 690, KTSM AM El Paso.